KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The police chief of Charlotte, North Carolina, says he will release body cam and dash cam video footage of Tuesday's police shooting of a black man. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney says after a conversation with the State Bureau of Investigations, he decided the release would not hinder the investigation of the shooting of Keith Scott.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation. So now it is appropriate to release this information.
He says physical evidence will also be released. The shooting has sparked days of protests. President Obama says the new National Museum of African American History and Culture demonstrates the story of African Americans who were brought to the U.S. as slaves, but found triumph also in their journey.
One of suffering and delight. One of fear, but also of hope.
He spoke at the opening ceremony in Washington. The New York Times endorses Hillary Clinton for president while saying Donald Trump is the worst nominee put forward by a major party in modern times.
The New York Times writes, in a normal election year, they'd compare the two presidential candidates side by side on the issues. But this is not a normal election year, and a comparison like that would be an empty exercise in a race where their choice, Hillary Clinton, has a record of service and a raft of pragmatic ideas, and Donald Trump discloses nothing concrete about himself or his plans while promising the moon and offering the stars on layaway. The paper says they hope their endorsement and analysis of Clinton sways people who are on the fence about her. Julie Walker, New York.
The two major party candidates meet in their first debate Monday. This is AP Radio News. In Major League Baseball, tonight the L.A. Dodgers will take on visiting Colorado. It's been a special weekend for the home team because, as Mark Myers reports, last night the Dodgers started saying their formal goodbyes to their voice for the past 67 years.
The Dodgers celebrated the career of Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully with an on-field ceremony before Friday night's game against Colorado. Widely regarded as the greatest baseball play-by-play announcer ever, Scully will retire at the end of the season, concluding 67 years behind the microphone calling Dodger games. To a roar of cheers, Scully choked back tears as special guest speakers, which include Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and Hall of Fame pitcher Sandy Koufax, spoke of his long, remarkable life. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.